You are listening to the multicultural sound of Ottawa, Chin Radio, FM 97.9.
Cari amici di Chin Radio Ottawa, nell'ambito delle nostre interviste con rappresentanti esponenti della comunità, oggi abbiamo il piacere di avere nostro ospite il signor Marco Pagani, già presidente di Villa Marconi, ma dal 6 gennaio di quest'anno nuovo presidente e direttore generale, cioè CEO, della Community Foundation di Ottawa. Allora, buongiorno signor Pagani e benvenuto a Chin Radio Ottawa.
Buongiorno, grazie, sono molto contento di essere qua stamattina.
Allora, prima di tutto vorrei complimentarmi con lei per il suo nuovo incarico, appunto abbiamo detto presidente e CEO della Community Foundation di Ottawa. Sappiamo anche che insomma lei è una persona molto conosciuta all'interno della comunità italiana, abbiamo detto già presidente di Villa Marconi. Parleremo della Community Foundation di Ottawa in un attimo, ma adesso vorrei così conoscere un po' meglio Marco Pagani. So who is Marco Pagani?
Chi è Marco? Well, the byproduct of fantastic immigrant parents. My parents arrived in the 1950s with a lot of other Italian immigrants, and I learned a tremendous amount of things. Learned about values, learned about love of family, learned about community, learned about hard work, learned about responsibility and accountability. And every success that I have and my brothers have, we owe it all to our parents. So Marco grew up in Ottawa. I've had my entire career from Ottawa, and I will die in Ottawa, is what I tell people. I love Ottawa. I think it's the most beautiful city, and I think the most generous capital city in the world. I've had the unique pleasure, I think, of doing a lot of different things throughout my life. We started in a very entrepreneurial kind of an environment. My father, who was the visionary, my mother was the chief operating officer, so she made everything happen. Early on in our lives, we had family businesses, so we learned a lot of very good values. We learned how to care about our community. We had a little grocery store in Gaspar, and the vivid memory that I have is people coming to the store unable to pay for their groceries and or their gas, and having both my mom and or dad giving them groceries and giving them car fill-ups of gasoline and basically saying you can pay whenever you have the money. So that left quite an impression on me, and I think on my brothers as well. I went to university, computer science, got into the technology field, had a very nice career, you know, was a senior person at Nortel. I was a president of multiple thousands of people with a couple of $1 billion of annual revenue responsibility. And over the last 10 years, I had the pleasure of running an executive management consulting practice. I chaired and CEO'd a number of companies, and was always involved in the community. I have a love for the community, whether it was the Knights of Columbus, volunteering at Sant'Antonio, helping out with Italian Week in the past. I was the president of the Comitas per 11 anni for 11 years. President and past president combined of Villa Marconi for 6 years. And you know, this opportunity came up at the Community Foundation, and I had an opportunity to dedicate myself to the community on a full-time basis. And in my opinion, this was a divine appointment, so I'm very happy to be here.
So, well, congratulations again for your appointment and for your past experience. So you bring lots of experience to the Community Foundation of Ottawa. And so let's talk a little bit more now about the community. What is it? When was it established? What does it do?
For sure. So the Community Foundation is one of four major granting agencies in Ottawa. We have the City of Ottawa, so the municipality. We have something called the Trillium Foundation of Ontario that many within the Italian community are familiar with. We have the United Way, and we have the Community Foundation of Ottawa. So we are primarily a granting agency. We are the interface between people that care about philanthropy and all these charities that do wonderful work for our community. There are 1,800 plus charities in Ottawa. We have touched almost all of them in one way or another over the last 26 years. We primarily fund about 450 to 500 on an annual basis. The Community Foundation started 26 years ago. It now is one of the very, very successful foundations across Canada. We have $100 million of assets that we manage. We have granted over $70 million over the last 26 years. And like I already said, we service about 450 charities annually. One of the things that is different about a community foundation versus other granting agencies, we have something called an endowment model. So typically the model is people that care about philanthropy turn over assets to the community foundation. Those assets are kept forever. Those assets are invested, and the proceeds of the investment go to help the community. When people ask me to explain why is that a good model, I give them the example. In North America, community foundations is a movement. It started 100 years ago in Cleveland, Ohio. There was a banker there that had this idea that by pooling resources of people that cared about philanthropy within Cleveland, that there might be an opportunity for sustainable impact in their local community. 100 years later, their foundation has multiple billions of dollars of assets, and they've granted $1.7 billion just in Cleveland alone in 100 years. So there's a lot of benefits. One of the things we do, just to finish that part of the story, is that we actually have a wide range of opportunities. We work very close to the donors. We have an intimate understanding of what is near and dear to their heart, and we help connect them with the appropriate charities to do the work that is meaningful to them and to the community at large.
So I guess in order to run a foundation that does all this important work, the choice of people, of the people who run actually the organization, is very important. So who actually runs? You are the new president, but...
I'm the new CEO. I have been blessed with a fantastic set of resources that are dedicated employees. So they are world-class people, and they have not only fantastic hearts, but fantastic brains as well. But we're also blessed as a foundation to have a world-class board of directors. So our board of directors include people like Gordon Thiessen, who is the former governor of the Bank of Canada. He's the head of our investment committee. So for example, last year when we manage our pooled investments totaling $100 million, we were able to receive greater than a 14% return in year, which is a fantastic number. We have former Auditor General of the federal government, Denis Deshotels, a fantastic man, and he's not only the treasurer of the board, but he runs our finance committee. So we have world-class governance and financial stewardship. We have wonderful entrepreneurs. We have people that are community leaders. We have former deputy ministers from the government. So it's really a who's who of Ottawa. And part of the reason I'm on the radio station and doing a few other media things is just to leverage the individual profiles of these people and collectively increase the profile of the community foundation. So we have a board, we have an operating team, and I'm the CEO of the operating team. And we have a number of professional advisors that sit on a number of committees. So people that take care of donors, people that take care of grants and interface with the community agencies and or charities. And we have people that are really good in finance and people that are really good in communication. So those are some of the functions that would comprise the community foundation.
You just mentioned donors. So who can donate to the community foundation, and what can be donated, and how people can donate?
So good question. Again, primarily the model that community foundations utilize is an endowment based, and that typically means there's a certain minimum that people should think about. So some people call this legacy giving. We have funds, over 700 funds, which translates to 700 organizations and or individuals that are donors. We started, the smallest is about 1,500, the biggest is 15 million. So we have a range of donors from 1,500 to 15 million. What we typically encourage people that care about legacy and they care about sustainable impact and they care about endowment is that $50,000 over 5 years is a good starting point. We used to have a model where we facilitated less than that, and we still include that for sure. But again, the idea is assets get turned over, assets are financially stewarded in a world-class way, and the return on those assets gets redistributed within the community. And we have all sorts of wonderful stories, which maybe we'll get to, on how that model really makes a tremendous impact to our community.
Yeah, we will certainly talk about that. Now we need to take a short break.
Sure.
So andiamo ad ascoltarci un po' di musica, ci prendiamo una piccola pausa e poi continuiamo a chiacchierare con il signor Pagani. A tra poco.
Grazie.
CJLL Chin 97.9, your home for multicultural radio in the nation's capital.
E dopo questo break rientriamo e continuiamo la nostra conversazione con il signor Marco Pagani. L'abbiamo presentato prima, il nuovo presidente e CEO della Community Foundation of Ottawa. So, Mr. Pagani, before our break, we were talking about examples. You mentioned examples of where the money goes. So, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. I've had 5 weeks on the job, and I've met some absolutely wonderful people in all walks of life. And gotten to know some of the charities in a very intimate way. A couple of examples of where these dollars go. The Community Foundation started, or was very instrumental, at least at the initiation of a school breakfast program across the city. Today there's 11,000 kids every day that get served a healthy breakfast in over 150 schools. So there's an example of something with lots of history. This was done, you know, 20 plus years ago, and we still fund that today. So that's a really nice example. One of my first visits was to a community resource center in Rideau-Rockcliffe, and got to meet the executive director there and an executive director of a community resource center in South Ottawa. And it just blew me away, the services that they were providing. So, you know, we walked through the facility. We saw an area where there was little kids eating tacos. There was a preschool area. There was an after-school program. There was a group of ladies learning English as a second language. There was a health-centric center there as well. And then I walked into a storage area, and the executive director, Catherine, showed me this location where they keep a bunch of supplies for the people within their community. So we walked to these cupboards, and they were beautiful yellow cupboards with little teddy bears on them. And there was a story behind the cupboards. One of our donors, who lives downtown, had walked by a shop that was closing. They sold teddy bears, and they were going out of business or moving locations, and they were going to throw these cabinets out. So this donor calls the Community Foundation and says, you know, I've come across this. We right away figure out where a good place to go, and they ended up in this community resource center. Then they open up the doors, and we look inside, and it's full of diapers and full of wipes for babies and full of vouchers for food. So Catherine says to me, thank you, you know, through the Community Foundation, you populated this storage area. So I asked the question, so, you know, tell me a little bit of how this happened. So how it happened was, a doctor who cared about issues around children came to the Community Foundation and says, I want to do something that impacts children. So again, based on our intimate knowledge of the community, we connected them with this community resource center. They stroke a check for $9,000. It comes through the Community Foundation. And $9,000 equipped this center with 3 years worth of diapers, of wipes, and of food vouchers in order to serve the mothers in that community. So that just blew my socks off, to understand that a $9,000 contribution would have such a significant impact around such a critical area. So the $9,000 number to me stuck with me, but the fact that we were able to connect people that had a cause in their heart, a few dollars in their pocket, and they engage the granting agency like the Community Foundation to connect them with a real need, was really what the Community Foundation is all about.
Well, that's really impressive. So I have one last question to you, and we're going back to Marco Pagani. Like we were saying, you're bringing so much experience to the community. So can you tell us about your vision and objectives for the foundation on the long, in the short term and long term?
So I'm going to first say, I'm going to suggest that, in my opinion, in my experience, a leader has to have certain things, and a leader has to do certain things. And I always talk about a leader having three things and a leader doing three things. So the three things the leader has to have is subject matter expertise. And I always suggest being broad on understanding and knowledge is more important than being deep on a thin slice. So subject matter expertise is the first thing the leader has to have. The second thing the leader has to have is, some people will call it business acumen. Some people will call it good judgment. I call it connecting dots. But having good judgment is a requirement of leadership. And the third thing, the leader has to have an appreciation for what I call tight ship operations. So everybody's always asked to do more with less. We better be very efficient, very effective with the resources that we have at our disposal. The leader then has to do three things. They have to create a compelling vision. And my definition of a compelling vision is that it's energizing, it's external, which means it serves other people, and it's eternal, which means it has sustainable impact. The second thing, they have to create the strategy to deliver the vision. And third, they have to have the organizational culture and the team to achieve world-class results. So that's the paradigm that I'm bringing to the Community Foundation. And as a result of me being here 5 weeks, I've concluded my top three objectives. The first one has to do with building assets. Today, we're at $100 million, and I have a very, very aggressive goal to be at $125 million. Some people think I'm crazy, but I have a view of how we can get there by the end of this year. The second one is to build profile, build brand, right? So my view of brand is, it's a promise to stakeholders. It incites positive emotion, and it incites positive behavior. So when people think Community Foundation, that's what I want them to think about: a fulfillment of a promise to serve our community, a inciting of a positive emotional reaction, and a call to action to do something for the community, whether it's volunteering or donating or serving on a board or whatever it is. And then the third thing is all about, I call it earning a reputation of innovation, being an innovation leader within the not-for-profit sector. And my opinion there is that we have many critical issues within our community. There are many people that have various stakes within the resolution of that. I think there's some leadership opportunities, and we would never presume that we would self-anoint that we deserve to be at any table in the community. But what I'm hoping we're going to do is we're going to earn the reputation to bring something solid to the table. And hopefully the community sees that the Community Foundation has a role to play that's going to help us impact our community in a sustainable way.
Signor Pagani, è stato veramente un piacere avere la nostra ospite e così conoscere un po' meglio la Community Foundation di Ottawa e anche appunto la sua visione, ma anche il suo passato. Devo dire che come membri della comunità anche italiana siamo proprio orgogliosi di avere come presidente e CEO di Community Foundation Ottawa una persona che appunto è così attiva anche all'interno della nostra comunità. Allora io la ringrazio a nome di Chin Radio per essere stato con noi, per aver così condiviso con noi la sua storia. Le auguriamo un buon lavoro e tanto successo, e magari ci possiamo risentire qui a Chin Radio fra un po' di tempo.
Spero di sì, grazie, grazie a tutte quelle che ascoltano.
Grazie signor Pagani, a presto.